Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome the delegation of Georgia. We appreciate the state party's transparency and willingness to engage in this dialogue. We know that Georgia has committed the work of this committee, and if there was any doubt about that, one needs only to recall the effective participation of our former colleague, Judge Konstantin Vladesh Lashvili. We miss his professional judicial touch, and we hope that whatever he's doing right now, he's doing it well. Our regards to him when you go back. I look forward to a fruitful deliberation and welcome constructive engagement of the state party. I will concentrate on issue number 6, 7, and 8, and here we go. That is equal representation of women. Madam Chair, in relation to the committee's previous concluding observations, paragraph 7, and the information provided in the state party's report, paragraphs 18 and 25, we have been informed through those legislative amendments on gender quotas that they resulted to formally 30 women in parliament of the 10th convocation, which is 3.4% more than the total number of women in the previous 9th convocation. However, at this point, there seems to be a leadership gap in local government where no local self-government elections have been held to allow women in Georgia to occupy positions of leadership. When will the local self-government elections take place, and has any deliberate effort, legislative or otherwise, been made to encourage active participation of women in the elections? Please provide statistical data and any further information on the measures taken and their impact to achieve equitable representation of women in political and public positions, particularly in legislative and executive bodies at the national, regional, and local levels. On sexual harassment, we'd like to know, some of these questions have occurred to me. Have any sexual harassment offences been identified? Have investigations been conducted? And has any sanctions or penalties been meted out to the offenders? If so, do you have any statistical data that you can provide? Considering the legislative measures taken to combat sexual harassment, as indicated in the state party's report, paragraph 27 to 29, please provide statistical information on the number of complaints of sexual harassment in the workplace received during the reporting period and their outcomes. Issue number 7 on gender equality and violence against women and domestic violence. Please provide further information on the efforts made to eradicate gender-based violence, including domestic violence, spousal rape, sexual violence, and femicide, including violence against women with disabilities. In this respect, please describe the work of the Human Rights Department under the Ministry of Internal Affairs in overseeing investigations into domestic violence and its efficacy. Please report on the steps taken and their impact to address the high level of tolerance and acceptance of intimate partner violence. to strengthen due diligence and gender sensitivity by law enforcement officers when registering and investigating cases of violence against women, and to provide appropriate and sufficient psychological, social, legal, and rehabilitative services for victims and their families. In your reply to the list of issues, it was indicated that the Ministry of Internal Affairs monitors cases of gender-based violence against women on a daily basis and oversees police actions on similar matters. What role has the Ministry of Internal Affairs played in the eradication of gender-based violence cases? Do you have any statistical data in relation to this that you can share with the committee? According to your submissions, Georgian Young Lawyers Association, or rather according to the submission of the Georgian Young Lawyers Association, justice for victims of sexual violence is difficult to obtain, since compared to other forms of violence, sexual violence is considered a taboo to discuss, and survivors rarely come forward to report such cases. What is the velocity of this submission, and what is the state party doing to eradicate such norms and encourage victims of gender-based violence and to report and seek justice, especially to address the stigma that is associated with it? Now, address issue number 8, voluntary termination of pregnancy and sexual and rehabilitation rights, reproductive rights. With reference to the committee's previous concluding observations and information provided by the state in the state party's report, paragraphs 34 and 35, please provide additional information on the steps taken to prevent and eradicate in practice sex selective abortion. Please also report on the measures taken to improve access to safe and affordable abortion services, contraceptives, and other reproductive health care, particularly for women in rural areas, women with disabilities, and women of ethnic minorities. And what measures have been taken to develop and implement programs on sexual and reproductive health education throughout the country, and to produce and to reduce the high maternal mortality rate? I thank you.